This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Cleveland's Glenville High School football team is hoping to make history this weekend. The team has been led by legendary coach Ted Ginn Sr. for the last 25 years, who mentors his players both on and off the field. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about Glenville's search for its first ever state title.
Not only has Glenville never won a state title in football, no public school from Cleveland has won a state title. In fact, Glenville is the only one that's come close. They lost in the finals in 2009 and 2013. Now, a lot of kids do want to play at Glenville from the city because since Ted Ginn's been there, they've sent over 100 players to Division I schools. They've had more than 20 in the NFL. That doesn't count, as he told me, a couple hundred going to Division II and Division III schools. As he says, it's not just about getting the kid to the NFL. It's getting him to college, getting him squared away in high school. Ted Ginn really views this whole thing as a ministry, a calling, a cause. He keeps stressing it's not about X's and O's. It's about heart and souls. It sounds like one of those things you put on a bumper sticker, but it really is the case there. Because in the city, you just don't have the same resources that you do at bigger suburban schools or the private schools.
And he talks a lot about the stigma that's attached to football programs and schools like Glenville.
As he says, we're not disciplined, the kids won't focus. Do you see some of the programs in there that look like that? Yes, you do. Do I see some programs also maybe in the suburbs and elsewhere, and once in a while even the NFL, that look like, did they practice all week? What are they doing mouthing off and getting in fights? Yes, I do. The difference is, it's almost like it's expected. So when something goes a little wrong with one of the city schools, it's like, well, that's a city school. What do you expect? Whereas Ted Ginn says, you know, I expect us to do really well. He's so old school. He's really funny. He says a kid comes up to him, shows him on the cell phone. He says, Coach, we really don't need to run and do jumping jacks. Research shows, he's showing him the cell phone, that you need to do more stretching and something else. And Ginn says, I looked at that and said, we're going to go out there, we're going to run and do jumping jacks. But he said, right now, you know, this domination of the cell phone for everything.
And Ted Ginn talks a lot about the table, sitting around the table and talking.
It's an interesting metaphor, and it's so true. He said, like, when he was growing up, and he grew up in Glenville area in a single family home with his mom and grandma, but they were at the dinner table. He says, now, really, who's at the table or where's the table? And in fact, in some ways, the cell phones become the table. So that's why he calls them chapels that they have every day during the season and during the off season too, where they teach all kinds of life lessons. You know, it's faith-based. As he says, I have everything from Muslim kids to Jehovah's Witnesses to Catholics to Christians to people who aren't sure where they are. But he says, I'm speaking to the heart and the soul because if all I do is win games, that's not my job. As he says, I'm here for the kids.
You know, for Ted Ginn, cancer survivor as well. And you asked him any plans to retire. He said no.
Not just cancer survivor, pancreatic cancer survivor going on 10 years. Here we are. He's 67 years old. It's later. And he said, I don't believe God brought me back to just go somewhere and sit around.
So how sweet would it be if they win this title this weekend?
There's a lot of good stories in the city that that people don't see. But this is one that I think could really put a bow on a lot of the things that he's done. I think everybody this week in Cleveland should be a Glenville fan.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream public media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports. Glenville plays Cincinnati, Wyoming for the Division IV title Saturday night at Canton's Tom Benson Stadium.